I'm Jeff Davis with Just a Thought. Depending on what time zone you hear this, you either survive the lunar apocalypse or are anxiously anticipating, approved dark glasses in hand, the solar eclipse. There were explanations on the patterns of the moon's rotation by knowledgeable people on one side, and there were pronouncements by false prophets on the other who claimed that this is the end, or the beginning, depending on how one might view the rapture. People have been wrongly naming a time when the world would end, ever since the Chinese thought a dragon swallowed the sun. Indians, from India, believed a demon's decapitated head blocked the sun, while the other Indians, the Native American type called Choctaw, believed a big black squirrel was the culprit. In ancient times, people made up fanciful stories to explain things they didn't understand. It's kind of like that now. A solar eclipse is not uncommon. Total solar eclipses happen every year and a half or less, hundreds of years on a specific place. It might add a little drama should we get a New Jersey-sized earthquake at the same time. Just a thought. I'm Jeff Davis.